Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Most of us like to assume that we have a pretty good understanding of the objects we use and interact with every day. But did you know some very common items have secret uses that most people never even realize? A surprising number of everyday objects have incredibly interesting hidden features and unexpected origins that most of us totally miss. From escalator brushes to barber poles, let's check out some amazing secrets hidden in everyday things.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. Whether it's pennies or $100 bills, most people come into contact with money every day. But almost all currencies have their hidden secrets. Take the dollar bill, for example. For starters, the big letter on the front that may have piqued your curiosity on occasion is used to denote which Federal Reserve Bank was responsible for printing that note. The L corresponds to the Federal Reserve of San Francisco, while the H tells you it was printed in St. Louis. Flipping the note over, it's not surprising the symbol-rich backside of the dollar has a few secrets. Firstly, I'm sorry to say the eye in the triangle isn't the Illuminati's calling card. It's actually a traditional Christian icon representing the all-seeing eye of God, encased in the three sides of the Holy Trinity. The eagle, meanwhile, can be seen holding 13 arrows and a branch with 13 leaves. These represent the original 13 states of the USA, united under one nation. Now, have you ever wondered why notebooks and books in general have margins? You might assume notebook margins are just useful guides for writing neatly and, of course, doodling. But they originally served an even more important function. In medieval times, when rodents were a real issue, the edges of paper and parchment manuscripts were at risk of being nibbled away by rats. So, a considerable amount of space would be left around the edges so that damage from rats and rot alike would not reach the text in the center. But like us, our ancestors also used this margin space for the odd doodle, and this usage evolved into the demarcated zone on our modern pages. You might have noticed that many coffee cups have a strange little gap at the bottom. They're not chips from being dropped. The gaps are actually drainage gates. A drainage gate keeps a cup from slipping around on wet surfaces in the event of a spillage. It also stops water from accumulating in the base during a dishwasher cycle, preventing you from getting an unpleasant splashing while emptying the dishwasher. Have you ever wondered what the little M's on M&M's stand for? Well, the sweet treats owe their name to the initials of the men who initially produced them, Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray. Interestingly, Bruce Murray was the son of the founder of Hershey's, and M&M's were initially filled with Hershey's own chocolate. Mars and Murray didn't get along, though, and Mars eventually bought Murray out of his stake in M&M's. Despite their differences, Mars did Murray the honor of immortalizing him as an initial on a shelled chocolate treat. It may surprise you to learn that the vibrant, jolly-seeming poles outside barbershops have a very dark past. They emerged in a time before medical doctors when a barber was the place to go for a haircut or tooth extraction, or if you needed a gangrenous limb amputated. As barbers had the tools, they'd do basically anything for a price, including the procedure of bloodletting, using leeches to drain bad blood from your body. And so the poles were made, with the red to represent bloodletting and the white representing the bandages. The USA threw in the blue stripe a few centuries later for a touch of the old red, white, and blue patriotism to detract from the grisly backstory of the barber pole. Next up, although they seem little more than cute, goofy additions to winter headwear, pom-poms on hats originally had an important function. Pom-pom-laden beanie hats used to be worn by sailors to protect themselves when working below deck, where bumping your head on low ceilings and jutting beams and pipes were common, painful hazards. The pom-pom worked as an early warning system and a little cushioning for an incoming pipe to the skull, and probably lightened the load of many a seafaring swear jar. Now, if you've ever looked at your fingers at the height of boredom, you'll likely have noticed that a layer of ultra-thin skin at the base of your fingernails. It may seem insignificant, but that skin layer known as the cuticle plays an important role. By creating a glue-like seal that lets your nails grow out slowly, it prevents any bacteria from entering into the finger through the otherwise vulnerable gap. This keeps that moon-shaped white patch under your nails, the lunula, safe, which is where the nail grows from. A damaged lunula can permanently deform nail growth, so you can thank your cuticles for the ability to scratch off winning lottery tickets. If you take a close-up look at a car tire, you'll notice the rubber between each tread has strange little bumps sticking up at intervals. These bumps may look like the product of lazy manufacturing, but they perform an important function. The bumps mark the minimum legally safe height for your tire tread. If the tread is higher than the bumps, you're in the clear. If the tread is worn down to the same level as the bumps, your tires are no longer roadworthy and need to be replaced. As a child, those buttons on fast food drink lids probably provided you with some easy entertainment, but they actually serve a practical function a surprising number of people miss. Most of the buttons are labeled with symbols denoting whether the drink is hot, cold, decaf, or diet, among other things. These buttons are there to help rid you of any confusion in figuring out which one is yours. Instead, you can simply check the lid. That is, as long as the server remembers to press them correctly. If you've ever purchased a padlock, you may have noticed a mysterious little gap sitting at the bottom. Despite what your imagination might lead you to conclude, this isn't the secret access hole for locksmiths or thieves to pop your lock open. It's not even for storing toothpicks for easy access, although if you tried hard enough, you could probably make that work for yourself. The hole's intended purpose, though, is to allow water that somehow ends up inside the lock to flow back out without rusting the internal mechanisms. This comes in particularly handy when used outside, like on a garden shed, as internal rust from rain could make the lock impossible to open without breaking. Some locks are also designed so that the hole can be used to pump lubricant into the inner workings, keeping them moving smoothly. Much like how in humans, the mouth hole accepts certain lubricants to keep everything running really smoothly and effortless. I'm talking about beer, of course. Anyone who's ever assembled an ever-so-slightly faulty piece of flat-pack furniture can vouch for the frustration of a screw that won't quite budge into its intended hole. While it's always important to be careful not to wear the screw's head down by overturning, sometimes you just need a bit of extra torque. Unbeknownst to most people, though, to make things easier on your wrists, the shape of many screwdrivers can be used to your advantage. Some screwdrivers have a hexagonally shaped handle, which makes it easy to slip a wrench over them for extra leverage. Other screwdrivers have hexagonal additions to the molding of the main metal shank, serving the same purpose with a little extra strength. So quit screwing around and grab your wrench next time you're in a twist. Have you ever noticed how the buttons on women's shirts are usually on the left while men's are on the right? For right-handed women, who are the vast majority, this makes buttoning up more difficult than necessary. But why? Well, there's an interesting history to this practice. In Victorian times, wealthy women would rarely dress themselves, but instead would usually be dressed by servants. The buttons were placed on the left side of their often complex outfits to make it easier for their servants to dress them. When facing their mistresses, the servants, who were statistically mostly right-handed, could button them up with ease. Men, meanwhile, had far simpler outfits and usually just dressed themselves, so the buttons were placed on the right. Now, women's left-sided buttons are largely just a pointless remnant from the past. Here's another fashion fact. Have you ever noticed some tiny patches of fabric that occasionally come with new items of clothing? If you're like me, you might have assumed these little squares are meant to patch up any holes or rips that occur in your clothing, and reasonably so. But the truth is, these little patches aren't intended for clothing repair at all. They're provided alongside clothing items for you to test which kind of washing is suitable for the clothes. You can send the small patch through a cycle in your washing machine, checking various wash temperatures to ensure it doesn't shrink or become decolorized. This saves you from making a frustrating and possibly costly mistake on a brand new garment. It's also a handy way to check how stain removers will interact with your item of clothing before risking making a stain even worse on the real thing. But I guess if you really want to, you could still use the fabric to patch up holes too. I won't judge you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whether your preference is for small lattes or a double XL jumbo soda, there's one thing that almost always remains consistent in disposable cups: their shape. But there are some clever strategic reasons behind their shape. Making the top end wider allows the cup to accommodate your nose, making it easier to drink from while fitting nicely within your fingers. It's also this difference in width between top and bottom that allows the cups to stack. On top of all that, the rolled lip around the open end gives the cup more structural stability, as well as allowing the lid to be tightly secured, preventing leaks. Who'd have thought a simple cup would be filled to the brim with ingenious design? Can you imagine playing beer pong if the top end was narrower than the base? No thanks. On that note, have you ever been caught short at the crucial moment when beer pong is about to begin, only to realize there are no bottle openers? All too often, partygoers have resorted to that cringe-inducing method of using someone's teeth. But no more. It turns out a lot of people don't realize that they may already have a bottle opener available, only somewhere they never thought to check. Next time you need to pop a cap, in the non-violent sense, check your can opener. Many modern models come with a bottle opener subtly built into the handle that's easy to miss if you're not paying attention, but functions perfectly well. But if you find yourself missing both a bottle opener and a can opener, you still don't need to resort to that awful tooth-shattering method I mentioned earlier. Instead, a lighter can be used to open bottles simply by creating a leverage point between your index finger, the lighter, and the bottle cap. While the technique can be a little tricky to master and requires a fairly good grip, it's an absolute game changer once you get the knack. Plus, assuming you don't break the lighter, you might even look cool doing it. Now, you know those little brushes next to your feet on escalators? Well, I don't know about you, but for years I was convinced they were a convenient way for commuters to scrub clean their shoes on the way back to work. But sadly, I was wrong. Their real purpose is much more serious. They're designed as a way of warning you when you or any loose garments you might be wearing get too close to the sides. This is to stop clothing and feet from becoming trapped and presumably shredded in the mechanism. So it turns out that getting a quick polish from the brushes is the last thing you should be doing. Talking about shoes, if you've ever owned a pair of Converse sneakers, you may have found yourself wondering what the purpose of those holes near the soles are. Common sense leads most people to the conclusion that they're there to help with ventilation, keeping the shoe fresher for longer, but this is only partially true. While the holes do indeed serve this function, their other purpose is more stylistic. That's because, much like all the other metal-ringed holes on the sneakers, the holes near the soles are designed to house laces. This lower placement allows re-threading the laces down below, which, when pulled tight, makes the shoe appear narrower. This is useful for people with naturally narrower feet, but also gives a more unique fitted look to the shoe, which of course will match perfectly with any of those form-fitting fake pockets I mentioned earlier that you may have on the rest of your clothing. Somewhere in our homes, pretty much everybody has a drawer containing a big spaghetti-like pile of old, mostly useless electrical cables. Among these wires, accumulated from years of buying new devices, you may find many cables with some kind of plastic cylinder on them. If you're like me, you'll have spotted these cables over the years and wondered why they require the clunky cylindrical accessory. Well, it turns out that cylinder is more important than it looks. The cylinder contains ferrite beads, which are blocks of ceramic material that stop unwanted signals making their way into the cable. By stopping this interference, a cable and the device it connects to is able to work much more efficiently and precisely. These magical cylinders basically make your cables act like a regular cable, but on a really, really good day. When it comes to everyday items, it doesn't get much more mundane than salt and pepper shakers. With something so overwhelmingly common, it's easy to assume you know every possible feature there is to these simple glass containers. But did you know there's a smoother, more consistent way to use the shakers than the shaking motion that gives them their name? It's true, and it all comes down to the ridges you see along the bottom of many shakers. As demonstrated in a now-viral video by Twitter user Creepy Kelly's mom, when rubbed together, the ribbed bottoms of the two shakers vibrate the glass, making the contents flow out smoothly. Interestingly, this feature may actually be more of a happy accident than an intended usage, as the ridge's primary purpose is thought to be improving table grip and stability. But either way, it's still a game-changer for anyone who wants seasoning in a hurry. If you own a pair of AirPods or similar earphones, you'll likely have noticed they have more holes than just the ones that go in your ear. But to the dismay of those irritating individuals who play their tunes full blast on public transport, those external holes don't actually transmit sound. Instead, they help control the flow of air inside the earphones. As sound vibrates the earphones, the holes allow air to escape, lessening the pressure inside. This reduced pressure allows sound to be transmitted more clearly and with better bass. As for the little holes on the back, these are for the internal microphones. So now you can rest easy knowing that all those holes in your new AirPods aren't from hungry mice with an appetite for apples. While we're on the topic of earphones, when you think of a pair of earphones, you probably imagine sound coming out of them, right? Well, what most people don't realize is that earphones can also take sound in, just like a microphone. I'm not referring to the microphone attachment that many modern pairs come with either. This intriguing method works on the principle that earphones and headphones, just like microphones, contain a diaphragm that vibrates in response to a sound signal. In a microphone, this diaphragm usually picks up sound, whereas in earphones, the diaphragm vibrates to produce the sounds we hear. But as the two principles are so similar, it's actually possible to use a pair of earphones to pick up and record sound without needing any form of microphone attachment. All you need to do is plug your earphones into the microphone port of your computer rather than the headphone port they'd usually plug into. Then open up your recording software of choice, choose the earphones as the input device, and record away by talking or singing or rapping into the earphone speakers. As earphones aren't really intended to be used in this way, you'll probably need to boost the signal with some gain and tweak the equalizer frequencies to your personal taste. This trick was much handier back before most headphones came with a built-in mic, but it remains an intriguing and fun curiosity to test out to this day. With enough tweaking, you may even achieve good enough sound quality to become the first earphone-only recording artist. Just be sure to send me a cut of the royalties when you're making it big under the rap name Lil AirPod. I hope you were as surprised as me by the hidden secrets in these everyday items. I covered multiple other hidden secrets in part one of this series, so you might want to check it out. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and I'll see you the next time you want to be amazed.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.